Today, we'd like to see the title of Right to It in the 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 1 through 15. For online courses people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Are you not my work in the Lord? Why did Paul say, have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? To question 1. Question 2. In verse 6, or is it only Barnabas and I who have no right to refrain from working? What a type of working did Paul say? Question 3, last question in verse 15. But I have used none of these things, nor have I written these things, that it should be done so to me. For it would be better for me to die than that anyone should make my boasting void. What does the phrase of anyone should make my boasting void means? Anyone should make my boasting void mean? First of all, we'd like to see a little background. In Book of Acts chapter 18, Paul stayed and taught in Corinth for 18 months. Verse 1, after this thing, Paul departed from Athens and went to Corinth. Verse 11, and he, Paul, continued there a year and 6 months, which means 18 months teaching the word of God among them, among the people of Corinth. Verse 1, the 1 Corinthians chapter 9, am I not an apostle? This question is a rhetorical question. The answer is obvious. Am I not free? So Paul had Roman citizenship, so Paul was not a slave man. Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? What it does mean? So which meaning, have I not seen the risen Jesus Christ our Lord? Because one qualified standard for apostleship is required to seeing eyesight over the risen the Lord Jesus Christ. Book of Acts chapter 9 verses 3 through 8 said, as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, Paul said, who are you, Lord? Then the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goats. Here, disciple Paul saw the risen Jesus Christ. Although at that time his name was Saul. So verse 6, so he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Then the Lord said to him, arise and go into the city, and you will be told that you must do. And the man who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice but seeing no one. Then Saul, or Paul, arose from the ground, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no one. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. Verse 2, if I am not an apostle to others, yet doubtless I am to you, for you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord. Because Paul taught Christians for 18 months, so their duty or the responsibility over apostleship is the book of Acts chapter 6 verse 4. But we will give ourselves, we mean apostles, will give ourselves continually to pray. Number one, responsibility, prayer. Number two, to the ministry of the word. So that one. Also, my apostle, the question of, you know, authority, so who gave authority in the Lord here? For you are the seal, you are the evidence of my apostleship in the Lord, or given by the Lord. Here, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 8, for even if I should boast somewhat more about our authority, so boast meaning I should tell, you know, expositedly, you know, boast somewhat more about our authority, which the Lord gave us for edification and not for your destruction, I shall not be ashamed. So the Lord gave apostleship. Why? To edify his sheep. Also, authority was questioned by Jewish people to Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ's authority also came from, you know, God the Father. Here, Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, his disciples, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven on earth. So given to me by whom? By God the Father. So all authority came from God. So all authority came from the Lord, you know, apostleship in a two. Verse 3, my defense to those who examine me is this. Do we have no right to eat and drink? So basically, apostles have a right to eat and drink for apostles' spiritual labor. Do we have no right to take along a believing wife? Which meaning apostle has a right to marry a believing wife, as do also the other apostles. The other apostles, like 11 apostles, and Matthias, you know, chapter 1, over the book of Acts, you know, Matthias was elected by lot, you know, Matthias, book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 26. And they cast their lots. The lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. So Matthias, and here, the brothers of the Lord, the brothers of the Lord, the early church, you know, James and Jude, half brothers. This Jude is not, you know, the Judas is great. Jude, Jesus, half brother Jude. So James is the author of a book of James. Jude is the author of a book of Jude. Then, you know, Cephas means, you know, Peter. So disciple Paul and Barnabas had an equal right to, you know, other apostles, because Paul and Barnabas also, you know, apostles. Or is it only Barnabas and I, Paul, who have no right to refrain from working? Here, you know, working means verse 6, not spiritual working here, but working for material necessity. So in order to keep on spiritual ministry continually, primary prayer and the word ministry, they should a physical survive to eat and to drink. So in order to eat and drink, they should work the physically. So that kind of working. Here you're working meaning working for material necessity. Whoever goes to work at his own expense, like a soldier, you know, sailor, who participate in the war, you know, should be supported by the government, right? Who plants a vineyard, vineyard farmer does not eat of its fruit or in a grape, you know, obviously. Or who tends a flock and does not drink of milk of the flock. So farmer of a flock has a right, you know, to milk of a sheep, you know, or a goat, you know, kind of thing. So verse 8, do I say these things as a mere man? Or does not the Lord say the same also? This is the co-workers had rights over the fruit over work, not only apply to man, which means human being, but also to animal as well. For it is written in the law of Moses, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain. So which meaning ox who participates in treading out the grain, basically the separate between the kernels and huskers. So the ox continue to trade upon wheat. So then is the kernels and huskers separated. The kernels are separated huskers. So the ox has right to eat kernels. That's why you shall not muzzle an ox. That is Deuteronomy chapter 25 and verse 4 cited. Also Jesus Christ, Luke chapter 10 verse 7, the laborer is worthy for his wages. His labor, spiritual labor is because Jesus told it to his disciples, Luke chapter 10 verse 7, and remain in the same house eating and drinking. So disciples has a right to eat and drink such things as they give, for the labor is worthy of his wages. Do not go from house to house. Also Jesus talks about that. Verse 10, what does he say? God says it all together for our sakes. For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he who plows should plow in hope. And he who treads in hope should be partake of his hope. If we have a sown spiritual thing for you, is it a great thing if you reap your material thing? So basically, spiritual labor is obviously greater than material labor. So spiritual labor is worthy for the physical material things as well, because spiritual labor is greater than material labor. So like that. Verse 12, if others are partakers of this right over you, are we not even more? Nevertheless, we have not used this right, but endure things lest we hinder the gospel of Christ. But basically, decide Paul and Barnabas, waiver this rights over apostleship. Why? Because not to hinder the gospel of Christ. Because weak believers or unbelievers might misunderstand, the apostles or the spiritual labor to earn material things and kind of thing, that's why, basically they want to be good examples. Do you not know that those who minister to holy thing eat of the things of temple? So holy, the labor obviously is entirely to material things. That example in the Old Testament, the priest case, and those who serve at altar partake of the offering of the altar. That is Numbers chapter 18, verse 8. The Lord spoke to Aaron. Aaron is a high priest, right? Aaron's descendant is a priest. I myself have also given you charge of my liver offerings, all the holy gifts, all gifts of the children of Israel. I have given them as a portion to you and your son, to Aaron, high priest, and your son, meaning priest, to add an ordinance or a commandment forever. Every ordinance to give a portion meaning the offering, like a material thing, right? Or a sacrifice like a cow, meat kind of thing, or goat, or grain offering, of all the holy gift to priests. Clearly says so. Even so, verse 14, the law had commanded, which is an ordinance, all ordinance, commanded that those who preach the gospel should live from the gospel. So, right, the preacher, the gospel preacher, should live from the gospel, the audience, and should support the preacher. So, but I have used none of these things, which meaning, disciple waived all right, nor have I written those things. It should be done so to me, for it would be better for me to die than that anyone should make my boasting void. Here, you know, my boasting, the which meaning, because disciple, you know, think, you know, that you honored, you know, the at the tent maker, basically work for material thing by himself, but the spiritual labor, you know, basically freely to give him people, he felt you know, honored. So that's called, you know, the boasting. My boasting, my honored thing that I should not hinder the gospel of Christ, which is a spiritual ministry at own expense. This one is not void, which meaning if disciple received a certain portion over material thing out of share, so his boasting, you know, would be meaningless and void, you know. So that's why. So the if the boasting is void, so he said his death is better, meaning physical death, and you know, it would be better, you know, kind of thing. And very clearly just says so here. Let's see each question. First one, am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Are you not my work in the Lord? Why did Paul say, have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Because Jesus Christ our Lord, which means reason Jesus Christ, that's one qualification of a partial share. Question to in verse 6, which means he is an obvious apostle. Why is it only Barnabas and I who have no right to refrain from working? What a type of working did Paul say? Here is a working, meaning working for material necessity, not labor working, working for material necessity. Because the other disciples, you know, they are not working for material necessity, but only spiritual working only. Question 3 in verse 15, but I ever used none of these things, not only the right to drink and eat and to be merry, nor have I written these things that it should be done so to me. For it would be better for me to die. So die meaning obviously stopping. You know, his spiritual ministry, spiritual, you know, labor, you know. So then that anyone should make my boasting void. What does the phrase anyone should make my boasting void mean? If a disciple receive a certain portion for material necessity, for taking care of the ship, so his boasting, his statement, his spiritual working at the own expense would be void. In that case, he said, you know, he would better stop in his ministry by his death. Let's sing song all together, the spiritual song, The Amazing Grace.